Now, whether or not you're in Poland, the UK or China for that matter, doctors will tell you that smoking kills. After Ireland, Italy, Sweden and Spain, France could become the next European country to introduce a blanket ban on smoking in public areas. That's what a parliamentary committee recommended this week after 5 months of consultations with doctors, tobacconists and trade unions. According to government figures, some 35% of the French population uses tobacco, and some 66,000 die of smoke-related illnesses every year. The measure would be enforced from September 2007 at the latest, though the committee held open a possible delay till summer of 2008 for some establishments, including nightclubs and restaurants. The tobacco lobby is outraged. But Radio France International's Nick Champeau found that smokers in Paris are already making the mental adjustments.
Enjoying a cigarette whilst reading the paper at a cafe counter in the morning, or a small cigar with a glass of brandy after a fine meal. All this may be over soon if the ban goes through. Customers of the A La Fontaine cafe restaurant here in Paris are getting used to the idea. At least Camille is. She smokes 20 a day. In fact, she's smoking now.
This is one of the best cigarettes, the one after lunch with a glass of wine. All this will be over soon, but we'll get used to it. We'll be miserable and smoke outside under the rain, and after a while we'll give up smoking.
The A La Fontaine restaurant opened a week ago. Its owner, Xavier, says the non-smoking section is the most comfortable one. He doesn't think a ban will be bad for business.
Many customers no longer eat in restaurants because of the smoke, so they're going to come back to us after the ban. So we may lose clients, but we'll have new ones.
That's partly what happened in places where bans are already in force, such as Scotland and Ireland. Surprisingly, public opinion in France is largely in favor of the ban. In fact, there was not a single customer against it at the A La Fontaine restaurant, so I went to the National Assembly. I met André Santini there, indulging his cigar-smoking habit. He is member of the Parliamentary Commission which wrote the report, and he's also president of the National Assembly's Cigar Amateurs Club. I told him smoking was bad for his health.
Churchill carried on smoking cigars until the age of 92, so I can handle it too. I'm a defender of the last bastion of freedoms in a parliament where we are expanding the hairdressing saloon and we are shutting down the tobacco shop. What kind of segregation is that?
The tobacco shop of the National Assembly is closing down next year. Morissette has been working there for almost 30 years. She'll retire in 6 months, and no one will replace her. She is dead against the ban.
I think it's interfering in people's lives. It's like seatbelts in cars. I don't believe in passive smoking. What about pollution and pesticides and asbestos? All that's much worse.
Et l'amiante et tout ça, c'est bien plus grave.
The tobacco lobby agrees and is warning of dire financial consequences if the ban comes into effect. But Axel Poniatowski, another member of the commission, says the recommendations are reasonable.
It will still be possible to smoke in restaurant area as long as it is outside. Secondly, even in the workplace, if whatever company agreed to create this special area, then it will be possible. Thirdly, it's not immediate, and there will be a tax compensation for the tobacco shop as long as their total sales is going down.
Professor Robert Molimar is France's most senior and most respected medical expert on smoking. He says the ban is good news for both non-smokers and smokers.
There are a lot of situations that I call signal situations that push them to lighten a cigarette. For instance, coffee time. These situations are very numerous. And if you suppress these environmental stimuli, then you may help the smoker.
Help smokers give up the habit, that is. Professor Molimar says a ban in public areas would be a more efficient alternative to price rises. The government has increased the price of cigarettes twice in the last 2 years. Molimar says it's counterproductive, especially for poor people who make up the majority of smokers in France.
If you spend so much for tobacco, you put less meat in the plate of your children, you don't go to the doctor. Hygiene would be bad.
The government knows it would be masochistic to introduce a price rise before next April's presidential elections, but Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin announced this week he was considering adopting the ban by decree in the next few days.
Now, general elections took place in Bosnia-Herzegovina last weekend.